G'day and welcome to another instalment of the Fly Fishers podcast.
Since 1967, we've been spreading the bug of fly fishing at our Melbourne fly shop.
Join us as we celebrate the fun of fly fishing and chat with characters that enjoy it as much as we do.
Whether you're just starting out or have some experience, we hope our ego-free commentary helps demystify fly fishing and inspires you to visit new places and try new techniques.
Welcome to another episode of the Fly Fishers podcast. Just a short one, this one. We're going to hear from Philip Weigel regarding his winter lake fishing predictions. You know, every season has its variabilities, so we're going to get a bit of a snapshot as to how our Western Victorian lakes are shaping up for the 2024 winter season. Philip, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Andrew.
We come off, I guess, the rainfall a little bit lower than it was for the same time last year. How are things shaping up in the West?
Oh, there's still lots of good options, but you're right. At this point in time, it is, I'd say, almost typically dry. It's not exceptionally dry by any stretch, but until we get some really decent rain, there's a few lakes that aren't going to be at their best.
Okay.
So I'm thinking particularly of lakes like Hepburn. Maybe Newlyn, but that's not bad actually. So I'm almost pulling myself back as soon as I say it. So yeah, there's a few lakes that are a bit low and weedy at the moment that will benefit from having some more rain.
Yeah.
Put a bit more water back into them.
Yeah.
But there are plenty that are still reaping the benefits of all that rain we had last year and the last few years.
It's time for a short break to talk about the legends who bring this podcast to life. Our committed team at the Fly Fisher prepare, record, and edit in-house in South Melbourne. We put huge effort in for you listeners. We hope that means when it comes time to make a fly fishing purchase, you consider us. With your loyalty, we can keep producing these podcasts and bringing you the world's best fly fishing gear. So shop smart and support the fly shop that supports you.
Of course. I guess those larger storages.
That's correct. So look, Wenderee, you know, we all know that's just the poster boy and has been for a couple of years now and continues to be. I mean, that's just going to be water and fish wise in great shape for the foreseeable future. The Grampians Lakes are pretty good. They're a pretty good level. Again, thanks to all that rain we had last year. And sort of fairly conservative storage management. The Crater Lakes, I'm really looking forward to getting down there soon, actually, because I haven't been down there so far this year, but I think they're in reasonably good shape too, Bullamarra and Parambit.
Good.
So, yeah, there's plenty of options. Mm. Smaller lakes, Cosgrove, Talbot, they'll be worth a look. Can't give you an up-to-date report because I haven't done them myself yet, but they'll be worth a look for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess, you know, this is all just predictions, folks. There's no, we're looking at a crystal ball, trying to predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not signing anything.
But Philip, you're on the record as having said.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it
right.
It was going to be a wet winter. Yeah,
that's right.
If we do get a bit of rain through winter, would you say that pretty much all those smaller waters are going to be quite reliable?
Yeah, the fish are there. Yeah, yeah. So okay. the fish are there. I've caught fish in some of the low. Oh, Mirrabal, of course. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, they is another one. So they're most of them are, the fish have made it through. It's just how pleasant and challenging the actual fishing conditions are. You know, if you've got a lot of weed, low water, it can be a bit discouraging. But But there's plenty of options already where you don't have to put up with that kind of those sort of fishing conditions if you don't want to.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So the Coleman lakes are all good, you know, Lauriston, Upper Coleman. They've got stacks of water. Compared to some of the decades, we're very in very good shape.
Yeah.
For water.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah.
No, it sounds like it's going to be a bloody good season for it. Of course, there is another episode earlier called Winter Lake Fishing. So give that one a listen if you're wanting more information on how to maximise your success during this time of year. Anything else you'd like to add for this?
Midges and minnows.
Yeah.
I'm feeling, again, not signing anything, I'm starting to feel like this is a bit of a midge year.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're at Wenderee, if you're in the Grampians, perhaps even at the likes of, you know, Hepburn, if it gets a bit more water, Newlyn, think midge. There just seem to be a few midge around. Good. Something seems to have favoured them. And baitfish.
Yeah.
You know, minnows, smelt, galaxias. There seems to be good numbers of them too. I've already seen smelters on a few of the lakes.
Fantastic.
Including Wenderee. So, yeah.
As far as midge patterns are concerned, your favourite patterns being?
Oh, little buzzers. So mainly thinking subsurface. So something with a bit of a white gill tuft.
The Millie Midge.
Millie Midge, yeah. Millie Midge is you know, I hate to say it because it sounds a bit conceited, but it does seem to be a consistently good pattern.
Yeah. The little red superglue buzzers.
Yeah, superglue buzzers, yeah. good old standard.
Yeah.
Moved a bit or under an indicator. Maybe some Griffith's gnats in case the midges start to ball up.
Good.
And baitfish wise, skinny sort of Tom Jones, maybe some slightly stockier sort of cat flies and zonker patterns.
Good.
Green machines.
Yep.
That sort of thing.
Fantastic. And I know a very good shop in South Melbourne where you can buy all those fly patterns.
Oh. Well, excellent. It's good to know. Yes.
Yeah, look, Phil, thank you for sitting down with us and giving us your winter lake fishing predictions. It's great that you're back on the show.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.